Last December, the IMN and the army got physical after the army tried to pass a roadblock set up by the Islamic movement in Zaria. But to what extent, though? That's what Amnesty International found out. Donatella Rivera, the senior crisis response advisor who wrote the report, says the Nigerian army massacred hundreds of people, not only during the initial confrontation, but also afterwards.
The army deliberately shot, including with heavy weapons, for hours throughout the night into the following day, deliberately killing unarmed men, women and children. People who were too badly injured to escape were burned alive when soldiers set fire to the buildings. And then the army went about making great effort to destroy the evidence. They destroyed the building they had been firing at for 24 hours and which they then burned. That would have been very, very crucial evidence. And then they buried the bodies in mass graves. And Amnesty International has uncovered a site which we believe, from my visit to that site and from the satellite image that we have obtained, that this is where hundreds of people are buried.
She's heard that after interviewing over 90 witnesses there, and they have satellite images of the site taken before and after, showing disturbed earth spanning an area of approximately 1,000 square meters, plus the complete destruction of buildings. Unfortunately, it isn't unheard of in Nigeria. This is not the first time the army is accused of such a massacre, but our attempts to reach the government failed. Andrew Walker is a writer who's been covering Nigeria for over 10 years. He says that this is all too frequent.
It's not a subtle tool, the military. I think that has been a reliably tense situation for some time, that the sects would block the road quite frequent regularity. And there's a lot of Nigerians who think that, in fact, that they had it coming because this was something that was regularly happening, that people would come into contact with this sect and that it was only a matter of time. This is a fairly standard way of mopping up after something like this. These kind of things happen to all too frequently in Nigeria. And the fairly standard way of dealing with it is to mound everybody up, bury them in a mass grave and hope the whole thing goes away. Well, hope that no one cares.
As Donatella Rivera says, though, what's probably different with this mutiny is the fact that this had nothing to do with Boko Haram. Here, the targets were Shiite Muslims. The leader of the group has been detained ever since, and Masoud Chajere, a member of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, who's been travelling in Nigeria recently, says this is unconstitutional.
The government, actually, rather than coming and clamping down on these sort of abuses by its army, it actually supports it. And up to this very moment, still Sheikh Zakzaki, who was shot 4 times, he's actually blinded in one eye due to his treatment and the torture that he's gone through, to the extent that his left eye was actually popped out of his socket and he had to push it back in. Right now, it's almost 4 months that he's been held, not by the police, not by the army, and it seems to be by the security forces, no access to legal processes. And really, this is against international law. This is against the constitution of Nigeria.
He also says he's worried because the Nigerian army works with both the UN and the African Union peacekeeping exercises, and he begs the question, if they can do that to their own civilians, what's to expect of their behavior in other countries?